Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, Podswafters. It's your friend and confidant, Luke Owen here. Hope you're doing well on this fine April 1st. Can you believe WrestleMania is only a few days away? Unreal! God, that really sounded like salesman spiel. I do apologize about that. But we do have an incredible amount of content coming up in the next week or so with predictions for NXT TakeOver New York and WrestleMania, as well as full reviews of TakeOver, WrestleMania, the G1 Supercard, Raw and SmackDown after WrestleMania, and so much more. Seriously, you are going to have almost too much content coming into your ears. But in the meantime, here is a short sample of Ramble Club, which just went live for our $10 backers over on Patreon. If you've not heard it before, Ramble Club is essentially me, Ollie, and Laurie sitting down, having a few drinks, and talking about subjects that are suggested by our Patreon backers live as we record it. And in the clip you're about to hear, Laurie and I talk about a stag do we went on in Cardiff, where our friend Dan got, shall we say, very ill from a dare he had to do where he had to down Muller Corners. It's pretty gross, but you'll hear about it in this clip coming up. And if you like what you hear, please do consider going over to Patreon and becoming one of our $10 and above Patreon pledge hammers to hear the full 90-minute version of the show, where not only do we review Big Apple Takedown, we also sing some karaoke classics for Ollie Davis's birthday. Enjoy this clip of Ramble Club.
I knew that something dramatic was happening though, because I was in Sainsbury's when she called me and said, "We'll talk later."
That's the worst. Just tell me now. Yeah. In the yogurt aisle. Yeah.
And I'll never eat a Muller Corner again.
I'll never eat a Muller Corner again after Dan Stag do, to be honest.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I'll never eat a Muller Corner.
I don't know this story.
So on Dan's, our friend Dan Stag do, on the way down, we all wrote a series of dares onto bits of paper, then put them all in a hat. And throughout the stag do, we were basically just drawing these dares out.
Which one's Dan again?
This is
Laurie and Luke's larger group of friends.
Have you met Dan? He wasn't at my stag do.
Oh, he wasn't? Okay.
No.
He's the one who looks like... Dan's one of our D&D players as well.
He looks like a young George Lucas.
Was he at your birthday?
Was Dan?
Because yes, he was.
Yes,
he was. The other one wearing the lights.
Yes.
Because I was introduced to someone as this is the guy who wasn't on the stag do.
That's
so
right,
it must
yeah.
Be him. Yeah, yeah.
So we were writing these dares, and a lot of them were like, go and talk to a stranger. Dan was dressed as a Dalek. We'd gone to Cardiff.
Nice.
Because he loves Doctor Who.
Nice.
Yeah. He had drank an entire bottle of champagne, I think, on the way down, and had a bowl of cereal that was like Bailey's.
It was Cocoa Puffs and Bailey's.
Yeah.
And he had had that by about half past... Actually, by about 9 o'clock.
Yeah, we got the train.
We
got
a.m.
Yeah, we got the train because, at 8 a.m.
Yeah, because they duct taped the champagne bottle to his hand, so he couldn't take it off until he finished it. And then he had
so we wrote all these dares, and he got off the thing.
Do you want to hear the dare I gave him?
Go on then.
Tell people you're dressed as R2-D2.
What? And dressed as a Dalek.
And when they tell you you're wrong, argue very, very... Yeah. No, I am R2-D2.
So there were a lot like...
This is famously from George Lucas's Star Wars. Oh, wow.
But we also had him stand in the station on the platform for a good 5 minutes welcoming people to Cardiff dressed as the Dalek. We then went and did the Doctor Who experience, to which we said... Start leading your own tour.
Oh my God.
He was really good.
Very
though,
good at it.
He
though.
Actually knows a lot.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
he was just like, and this is the outfit from this episode. And he was like, you're too good at this. My dare was down a Muller Corner. But we sent off. So the best man wandered off and came back with a Müller corner. But he was like, well, it was three for a pound, so I bought three.
And this by, and this by this time was about 10 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah.
So we'd been drinking all day.
Yeah, oh, and he was God. Like, so he downs the first one. Like,
how?
So takes the...
A Müller corner, Müller of course, has the crunchy addition.
The crunchy side, yeah. So he left that to one side, ripped that off, and had just the triangular yogurt section.
Use that as like a funnel.
And he sort of, you know, tipped it and poured it and drank it. Yeah. And I said, that's good. And then good he technique. And then he ate... Then he just shotted the crunchy bit and sort of worked through that.
It's how Mr. Bean makes coffee.
Yeah. And, but then for the second one, I said, could you do... Yeah, that was great. You're going to have to do the second one now because we bought all of them. So, but can you do it so that you're not doing the triangle like a funnel? You have to drink from the middle of the triangle, so the base of the triangle.
Oh, so you got
to
slurp it
and
slurp it.
And he
out.
Had... this joker smile of yogurt around his mouth for the rest of the evening, I think. And then went outside and was riotous.
Very
sick.
Sick.
It's going to occur.
Very sick in the middle of Cardiff.
Yeah, you want to have, I guess, before to theoretically line the stomach.
Yeah.
But I guess it was just sitting
the
on
horse
top
had
of
already
everything.
Bolted.
And then just curdled.
And the horse had already bolted and then the yogurt bolted from his stomach out of his mouth. It was pretty gross.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.